I'm sure I'm not Ada, she said, for her hair goes in such long ringlets, and mine doesn't go in ringlets at all. And I'm sure I can't be Mabel, for I know all sorts of things, and she, oh, she knows such a very little. Besides, she's she, and I'm I, and, oh dear, how puzzling it all is. I'll try if I know all the things I used to know. Let me see.
Anna, I finish shouting, snapping my mouth shut in surprise. My mind has gone blank. I don't know who Anna is or why I'm calling her name. I don't even know how I got here. I'm standing in a forest, shielding my eyes from the spitting rain. My heart's thumping, I reek of sweat and my legs are shaking. I must have been running, but I can't remember why. How did... I'm cut short by the sight of my own hands. They're bony, ugly. A stranger's hands. I don't recognise them at all. Feeling the first touch of panic, I try to recall something else about myself. A family member. My address. Age. Anything. But nothing's coming. I don't even have a name. Every memory I had a few seconds ago is gone. Thank you so much, my dear lady, the old green grasshopper said, climbing into the hammock.
Oh, this is just what I needed. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Then Miss Spider spun the next hammock and the ladybird got in. After that, she spun a long one for the centipede and an even longer one for the earthworm.
And how'd you like your bed?
She said to James when it came to his turn.
Hard or soft?
I like it soft, thank you very much, James answered.
For goodness sake, stop staring round the room and get on with my boots, the centipede said. You and I are never going to get any sleep at this rate. And kindly line them up neatly in pairs as you take them off. Don't just throw them over your shoulder.
James worked away frantically on the centipede's boots. It was just awful. It took about 2 hours. And by the time James had pulled off the last boot of all and had lined them up in a row on the floor, 21 pairs altogether, the centipede was fast asleep.
Wake up, centipede,
whispered James, giving him a gentle dig in the stomach.
It's time for bed.
It was late on a summer evening and we were just about to set off home when we heard the distant sound of an engine. At first we thought it was the Colonel's car. His Rolls-Royce was the only car for miles around. But then we all realised at the same moment that this was a different kind of engine altogether. It was a sound of intermittent droning, like 1,000 stuttering bees. What's more, it wasn't coming from the road at all. It was coming from high above us. There was a flurry of squawking and splashing further upstream as a flight of ducks took off in a panic. We watched, spellbound as it circled above us, like some ungainly yellow bird, its great wide wings wobbling precariously.
An aeroplane,